You are listening to Wavelength, bringing you the sounds of Asia. My name is Afnir Ting. Today on the show, Kang from Seven Color T-Shirt will be joining us later on to give some updates on the current state of the band, along with some exciting news for fans. But first up, some Indonesian shoegaze from Nuales. This one's called Indecisive. Bandung shoegazers Nuales with Indecisive. I really like the lack of top end in the mix. Sounds like there's a blanket over the entire mix, but I think it really adds a nice artistic aesthetic to the sound that they are going for. Great stuff. If you just join us, this is Wavelength, bringing you the sounds of Asia. My name is Afnir Ting. If you'd like to connect with us, the best way would be to tweet us at BFM Radio. We would love to hear from you. Alright, today on the show, Kang from Seven Color T-Shirt will be joining us to talk more about the band ahead of their performance at the Good Vibes Festival, but some music to take you there. Here's jazz hop producer Datu Mahavishu, better known as Last Bass, taken from one of my favorite releases this year, an EP called The Warmth of Your Sun. Enjoy this one, here's Last Bass with Distance. taken from the freshly dropped EP Everyone under Botanic Records. There was Orang with Selfie, the multi-instrumentalist producer and band member of psychedelic band Lust, released a music video to go with this song as well. It's a lyric music video of sorts, very interesting one, guaranteed to keep you entertained. I'll be linking that video as well in the podcast page, just head over to www.bfm.my/wavelength. Alright, Kang from Seven Color T-Shirt will be joining us in just a bit. But before that, a tune from the band taken from their last album, The Great Battle. That's coming right after this. Stay tuned, you're listening to Wavelength. My name is Alf Newting on BFM 89.9.
Oh,
was Lucky You by Seven Collar T-shirt, taken from their album The Great Battle, ahead of the Good Vibes Festival this August, which sees acts like Disclosure, Mark Ronson, a Two Door Cinema Club performing. There'll be quite a good lineup of local acts as well. I'll be talking to a few of them, and local rock mainstays Seven Collar T-shirt will be performing as well at the festival. The band is finally gearing up for some new music. I know fans have been waiting for about 7 years since the release of The Great Battle in 2009. So I spoke to Kang, bassist of Seven Collar T-shirt, to get some updates on the band. In the previous interview where the band came to our station, I remember you guys saying that there was no real meaning behind the name Seven Collar T-shirt, and it was rather a name change from the original band name of Godspeed, right? But somebody even wondered whether the name came from Manchester United player Eric Cantona, because he wore number 7 and his collar is always up. Does the band ever get tired from explaining the meaning of the name over and over again?
Yes, we do. And that's where the Eric Cantona story came about. So because we actually got tired of explaining how we derived the name, so we just came up with the story of Eric Cantona back in the day when he played for Manchester United. He would pop his collar and he wore number 7, so hence Seven Collar T-shirt. Yeah, but actually that's not the real meaning.
Talking about the band formed back in 1997, long time ago, and you joined back in 2006.
Yep.
You know, they say a band is pretty much like a marriage, and thus comes like ugly divorces as well. Mm. How do you guys keep the marriage alive?
I think probably the most important rule of playing in a band is to know your role in the band. There cannot be too many hits in a band. There should only be one hit, and the rest are probably like your subordinates or your downline, as it were. So I mean, there was already a hierarchy established in the band. Like Duan writes the song and with hum, and Duan comes out the lyrics. So don't rock the boat. Just play your part and play your bass, and occasionally chip in with some ideas. But don't be too headstrong and come out with your own part. Hey, you need to follow my parts, that kind of thing. Yeah, I guess every band member knows their part and doesn't want to be like, you know, the main guy, the alpha male in the band, I guess a lot of bands can be saved, and a lot of bad marriages can be avoided.
And do you guys hang out much outside of music, with everyone being so busy, you know, with marriages, businesses?
Yeah, I guess that's one more part of the band that probably kept us alive all this while. It's because I have to say, we're not very close outside the band. We hardly ever meet up. The only time we ever meet up is for a drink before or after practices or before or after recording. So we hardly see each other, but the only time we keep in touch is on our WhatsApp group. Maybe Epson makes the heart grow fonder, I don't know. I guess maybe if you do stick around too much, you know, there will be a little bit more tension, in my opinion.
Yeah, I get tired of each other.
I guess you can see that, yes.
This seems to be quite a pattern I see. Like, I remember last time Bungface came to our show, they also mentioned how they divide the work and the task between them. One person handles the merch, one person handles the music. And like you said, so I think that's a real key element in keeping the band
together.
That's
really professional of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so being around since 1997 and playing countless of shows, which one was the most memorable for the band, in your opinion?
Of late, as in the last 1 or 2 years, I would say from my perspective, the most memorable one would probably be in the MPO. Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra, the hall. I mean, it's very rare to get an opportunity to play in that hall, and the acoustics in that hall is just simply amazing. You know, just your chair creaking, and probably somebody in Rosie can actually hear your chair creaking. So it's really an experience, and also something that probably some milestone in your life, I guess. For the crimes of this wasted love. Going back through the years, another one I would say probably been the 2011 Urbanscapes, where we played in this What was it? Like a, like a container?
Air-conditioned tent kind of thing.
Yes, a tent or a container, I can't remember. And it was running on a generator, and halfway through, like Fragile, one of our songs, the generator just like collapsed, and everything, all the amps went dead, and like everything went dead except for Adil's drums, because Adil's drums is acoustics, and he doesn't know that that everything is down, because he's using isolated headphones, so he can only hear his click and his backing track. So he continues playing, and the crowd continues singing, and it's just one of those moments where all the hairs on your back just stand up.
Yeah, I remember that one as well. I was actually standing right in front of Hum because I wanted to take a picture of the pedalboard, I remember. Then, yeah, it was, as you said, it was an epic moment where the crowd just sang and the drums just played.
Until probably there was a little break in Fragile, and then we told him, yeah, I think you can stop now.
So talking about the last album for your band, The Great Battle, I remember you guys mentioning that it was a battle for you guys to release, you know, because it took 5 long years as well. Mm. And it seems like each release takes longer and longer to make. How tough is the battle to get together and make music now?
3 of us are married, Hum, myself and Adil. And Adil and me, we have kids. So, I guess it makes things more complicated now with a family and more bills to pay. So, in a way, jamming and rehearsals has been a little bit less, but we still do make time for music, because music, it's just our passion. It's been our passion for day one. So, and the drive is still there to record. So as long as the drive is there, we will definitely keep on doing this.
And so it's a common pattern for Malaysian bands to only be able to jam after midnight, right? Because that's the only time where everybody is free.
In fact, that's true. Usually our rehearsals only take place at about 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, around there. Yeah, when all our children are asleep.
But one thing about the band is it always had a clear vision of what you guys wanted to achieve. Like, instead of having epic solos or different time signatures here and there, I like how every instrument supports the final product of the song. Mm. So was that achieved through hours and hours of just jamming together, you know, for the different unique qualities of each instrument to gel together?
Yeah, I know it's always nice to have a fancy time signature or a intricate guitar part here and there, but everything always boils down to your melody and to your song. At the end of the day, your song has to be a strong song. So if the song doesn't call for a guitar solo, it doesn't call for a flashy pedal noodling part, it just gets thrown out the window. So the song has to be the most important part of the thing. So sometimes Hum will come up with a part, or you know, like, yeah, let's try this. And but if it doesn't fit the song, you know, no matter how hard we try, we have to throw it out the window.
It's all about team play.
Yeah.
How does it feel like being labeled as a veteran band by many?
I guess it's inevitable, right? Since we're already so old, so you just got to take it in our stride, lah. I mean, we're definitely a veteran band, but it doesn't mean we can look down on others. I mean, we still like you were telling me earlier about how Bungface separates their duties. One guy does this, another guy does merch, another guy writes a song. I mean, that's something like a band like us can learn from as well. Job delegation. So I mean, yes, we are a veteran band, but for me, we still can learn from the younger bands. We still go for shows, and like the show on the 16th that we are playing with Ramayan. Ramayan's a very young band. I think they are probably all below 25, and we really like their sound, and we have a lot to learn from their how they play live and how they achieve their sound in their recording.
But you guys tour quite hard in the past as well, and I even heard that there were a couple of times where you guys played 2 shows in one day. Is that true?
There have been occasions where we played 2 shows in one day, because also me and Hum, we play for a singer-songwriter named OJ Law. So sometimes the shows do clash, so you have to play 2 shows in one day. But there have also been occasions where we have played 2 Southern Colour shows in one day.
Ooh.
Yeah, but very rare, not so often.
Was that a memorable experience or a tiring one?
Not really so memorable, but because they was quite like about 4 or 5 hours apart, so not so tiring.
Ciao.
every single Seven Collar T-shirt song that you guys put out has been in English so far, besides the P. Ramlee cover that you guys did called Jangan Tinggal Daku.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was a rendition that proved to be quite popular among fans. And with such a warm reception to that song, why didn't the band, you know, produce more Malay songs?
Even though Doan Ham and Adil, I mean, they do speak Malay, but sometimes when you translating a song into Malay, sometimes the diction, I mean, if you're just so used to speaking singing English, when you sing in Malay, sometimes the diction is a bit off. So even though orally as we speak it sounds all right, but translating that into a song, it just sounds a bit funny. Sounds a bit off and pitchy. So there's, in our opinion, no real rush to jump on this Malay bandwagon just because it's like a cash cow or something like that. If you're not ready to do it, I think we shouldn't do it. Yeah, until we can perfect this art, then we'll probably release the song in Malay.
And let's talk about some of the newer stuff that you guys are working on right now. So I hear there are a couple new songs that will be released slowly.
Yes. Yeah, we plan to release at least one song before Good Vibes Festival on the 12th of August. You'll probably be playing it in your station as well.
Yeah. And so all those songs will come up to be featured in your upcoming album. It's been 7 years since the last album.
Yes,
it's been a quite long wait.
Yeah, currently we have about five songs and we have already recorded two. And probably a new album, but I can't say when.
So what's the sound going to be like?
I guess it's just the Seven Collar sound, I guess. Yeah.
But with that being said, was there a conscious thought in the songwriting process, you know, to accommodate the changing landscape of music taste? Because it's been 7 years. So would there be an evolved sound of the band for fans to look forward to?
Probably. I mean, if you look through our catalogue of albums, the sound does change over the last 20 years from the first demo to the EP to the first and the three albums. So definitely we are listening to bands of the age. So this current record is like a document of where we stand now, I guess. Yeah, of what we are listening now and the current mood, I mean the current situation of 2016. Yeah.
So would there be like expansion of different instruments as well to expand the sound of the band?
Throughout the years, in my opinion, there's a bit more progression, as in we have featured more keys in the last like a record or two. So who knows, maybe we might do that in this new record.
And with the changing tastes of music also comes the change of methods of consumption, right? So like nowadays most enterprising local bands have started pressing their albums on wax and even releasing them on cassettes. So any merch of that kind for the upcoming album for fans to look forward to?
For me personally, I'm not a purist. I wouldn't go to that path of pressing vinyls and cassettes because it is very, very pricey. The demand isn't there, so I guess we will probably stick to the safe route of releasing it via CD. Yeah, and also digital downloads.
This kind of unrelated, but I did some random browsing on Muda, and I actually found a Seven Collar T-shirt cassette of the, I think it was the very first album.
Okay.
Yeah, and the price tag was still there. It was $17.90, but the guy was selling it for 30 ringgit.
Wow.
So it appreciated in value.
Yeah.
And so you guys will be playing for the Good Vibes Festival. So what can festival goers expect for the Seven Collar T-shirt show?
We are actually going to play a lot of the new songs for this festival. Probably not much of the old songs. Maybe a mix of a few songs from Great Battle, but we are definitely going to play all the new songs that we have been writing throughout the 1 or 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
And tickets are available at your cafe as well, right?
Yes. For the time being, you can get the tickets at the cafe that I run. It's called Morningwood in Subang SS15. And for limited time only, you can get the tickets for the 2-day festival. And also for bulk tickets where you can buy in a group.
So that's at the second floor in front of Asia Cafe. Is that right?
Yes, it's facing Asia Cafe and it's 3 doors away from Starbucks.
Nice. Thank you for coming on our show.
Yep.
I've been speaking to Kang from Seven Collar T-shirt. The band will be performing at the Good Vibes Festival, where they will be premiering a lot of new songs. So don't miss out on the Good Vibes Festival. Alright, more music coming away before time is up, but here's one from Seven Collar T-shirt's third album, The Great Battle. Here's Seven Collar T-shirt with Fragile. Oh,
is wasted in love. News should never leave you worried. You're in a sun.
In time.
right, six-piece Indonesian band Bara Suara with Nyala Suara, filling up every space within that song with interesting textures and riffs. Very well-produced and mixed album as well, if I may add, taken from an album called Typhoon, one of the best indie rock releases from Indonesia last year, in my opinion. Alright, sadly, we've come to the end of our show. If you would like to get in touch with us, once again, you can do so on Twitter at BFM Radio. If you missed the earlier parts of this episode, including our interview with Kang from Seven Color T-Shirt, just head over to our website page, bfm.my/wavelength, and the playlist will be right there as well. Okay, playing us out, one from the Steve McQueens from Singapore, Jazz Neo Soul Masters. I managed to catch them live at the previous sold-out jazz festival, and what an amazing tight band this is. Here's a slow-burning tune called Firefly. Until next time, you've been listening to Wavelength, bringing you the sounds of Asia. My name is Off Newting. Have a great weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Stars, feel the night. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.